I think a lot of you know I have a lot of gigs. And so years ago, I had a bunch of 1099s. Stephen A. Leahy, our good friend, said, you know, maybe you should become an S-Corp. And he helped me incorporate and all that sort of stuff. And it was, I think, great advice. It works really well for me, for part of my work. It makes a lot of sense for me. I've always thought that gave me certain protections against my own house and my own money. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But Dave Schluter, who's also a good friend of Stephen A. Leahy, he joins us now. You hear him on Home Sweet Home Chicago and on this program. Dave, some just some warnings that you want to make sure people that have LLCs or S-Corps know about, huh?
You did the right thing for many reasons, John, in forming your entity. What I want to talk about is people whose parents had businesses or they have a good lawyer that, who maybe went they went to college with and they help them start up a business. That's the first thing. And it's called not having your assets in play. The assets of your business are what is in play. If you're a bad business person, your assets in your business can be in play. But where it jumps out of the original protection, so it's like ripping the car cover off, is when you commingle your personal expenses and be taking deductions out of your business, thinking you'll never get caught. And what happens, a lot of guys don't get caught or women don't get caught, but the day you've got a plaintiff's attorney who says, my client fell in your retail store, or someone says, you slandered me on your database research system or whatever, then the first thing plaintiff's attorneys do is they ask for, let's see how you've been behaving in your corporate records. And they will catch immediately that you did everything the day after you got served with the summons, rather than actually be doing it year by year by year.
So they're going to look open up the books, and they're going to see, are you really operating as a business? Meaning your checking account is a business checking account versus your personal checking account. Your credit card is a business credit card. Your expenses are in their own silos. And if they aren't, if they're commingled, that means that they may be able to, if there's something that happens to one of their clients at your place of business or through your place of business, now that opens you up to your personal finances being part of an equation of a settlement or of a lawsuit?
Yes, and if you have low insurance, usually the plaintiff's lawyers will take insurance all day. You know, you get a fender bender and you turn it into your insurance company, it's all going to be fine. Well, if you have low limits or you forget to have business liability insurance, they want to get paid for their client and they're operating on contingency. So they want to maximize the recovery. So what you want to do is you want to not do that. If you happen to accidentally, and I'll confess, I had a business checking that had light tan taxes or light tan checks, and I had a personal account with light tan checks.
Oh, no good.
And I wrote a couple out of the wrong book, but I immediately went across the street to my bank, showed it to the bank president and said, you are going to see a check that is reversing this. It was my bad. And then you're fine. You just have to, when in doubt, be smart about it. And again, a lot of people just figure, you know what, I pay my $175 a year. I'm never going to have a problem. Their spouses think there's never a problem. And then all of a sudden you're sitting at dinner and said, well, I met with the lawyer today. And the problem is also once it hits the fan, anything you transfer after the suit's been filed to try to protect yourself can be reversed. It's called a fraud on creditors. So even if you say, well, I'll fix it when it happens, that can be reversed by a judge and say the only reason you did that was you saw, and what it's called is piercing the corporate veil or piercing the LLC veil. Once that all starts, any moves you make can be reversed. And again, if it's going to shorten the payment to the people or to the lawyer, you're going to be on your heels. So feel free anytime if you want to, you know, get a deeper, you know, analysis of this. It's only because, you know, next year is my 40th year. I keep saying that every when I'm on Money Matters, but it does make a difference because you hear from your colleagues, you hear in your own practice where it didn't, where it got messed up. And so it causes problems. You know, money, you know, is not the source of happiness, but it does raise the level of misery.
If you have an LLC and an S-Corp and you've been commingling inappropriately and or by mistake, right? Or you've done it accidentally. The checking account numbers are all the same in the same app. Not the same, but they all look the same. I've done the exact same mistake that you did, Dave Schluter. I accidentally paid something out of my personal checking simply because I clicked the wrong button with my fat thumbs on the app. And then I had to reimburse myself from my company. Then it was a whole thing, but I made notes of it on all the transactions, so it all is cleaned up. But could someone, if they didn't clean it up and they were doing this maybe aggressively for a long time, could your house be in play for a settlement?
Yes, unless it's in something called the Illinois Land Trust, which people don't have, because if they took out a mortgage, they would have not been able to do that without a sophisticated banker. Here's what I would say. Stop immediately and then let the clock tick. Tragedies are not that common, but when they hit, once it hits, that moment in time, the slip and fall in your business, something goes wrong, you give bad advice, whatever it is that is in how you make a living, once the bell is rung, you're going to have to be on the defensive. So, you know, I'm sounding like a priest here, but yeah, just stop, go and sin no more. You know, just stop it and just keep it where it's, you know, just go back to the way it should be. That again, and you'll recognize it, or if one of your buddies or one of your lady friends says, oh, they're in big trouble, then you can sound smart and say, oh, are they piercing your corporation? Are they piercing your LLC? That's the word. That's a 100-year-old word that we learn in Contract 101. Tom Haney, my teacher at Loyola, was the best in 1983 when I started. We got into that in about 2 weeks. He said, you guys are going to be advising people. Let me tell you about piercing that corporate veil. He won all kinds of accolades, and he was very popular. But yeah, you don't want to be on your heels. That's the problem.
Yeah, or if you see your buddy using their business credit card to pay for your round of golf, just to maybe make sure you ping him that this wasn't a corporate event today. Dave, you do a lot of work in the real estate. That's how I met you, helped us with our house. You do estate planning as well. What number can people reach you at, and what's the email or website you want people to go to?
Yeah, 630-285-5300, 630-285-5300. Always a free consult, especially on things like this. I'm not going to send you a bill for 0.10 hours. And then the website, which will steer to my email, is WGNattorney.com, WGNattorney.com.
You're great. There's a reason you've been doing this for 40 years. You do great work, David. You always explain it to people. And I appreciate your time. We'll talk soon, okay?
And you did a great job at the Hawks last night.
Ah, thank you. That's right. I forgot to stop by your section. Sorry, Davey.
Don't worry about it.
He still called in. Yeah, exactly. And he was texting me when I was in for Plyer and Dean. I love you, Dave. Take care, buddy.
Don't worry about it. Bye-bye.
Take care.